You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
So in the next 24 hours, Geneva is set to host the world's most anticipated meeting. Talks between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. And Joe Biden is now on board Air Force One heading to Geneva. Ties between the two countries are at their lowest ebb since the Cold War era. Both leaders are looking to project strength. In his latest statement, President Biden signaled his determination to take a firm stance and vowed to lay down red lines.
There need not be. We should decide where it's in our mutual interest, in the interest of the world, to cooperate and see if we can do that. And the areas where we don't agree, make it clear what the red lines are. I have met with him. He's bright, he's tough, and I have found that he is a, as they say, when he used to play ball, a worthy adversary.
The two leaders are unlikely to produce a thaw in their relationship. President Biden warned that the United States would respond if Russia continues its violent activities.
I share with our allies that I'll convey to President Putin. That I'm not looking for conflict with Russia, but that we will respond if Russia continues its harmful activities. And we will not fail to defend the transatlantic alliance or stand up for democratic values.
He even called Vladimir Putin a worthy adversary. This is what President Biden said when the press asked him about his approach ahead of the summit.
The last thing anyone would do is negotiate in front of the world press as to how he's going to approach a critical meeting with another adversary and or someone who could be an adversary. It's the last thing I'm going to do.
Biden made his approach to Putin clear in March 2021. Biden pulled no punches as he called the Russian president a killer during a TV interview.
You know Vladimir Putin, you think he's a killer?
Mm-hmm, I do.
You know Vladimir Putin, you think he's a killer?
Mm-hmm, I do.
And yet now he calls him a worthy adversary. Speaking on Putin's strongest opponent, Alexei Navalny, Biden said that Navalny's potential death would hurt Russia's ties with the rest of the world. In an interview with an American news channel, President Putin refused to guarantee Alexei Navalny's release.
Navalny's death would be another indication that Russia has little or no intention of abiding by basic fundamental human rights. It would be a tragedy. It would do nothing but hurt his relationships with the rest of the world, in my view, and with me.
The person that you have mentioned, the same kind of measures will apply, not in any way worse than to anybody else who happens to be in prison.
Countering allegations by the United States, Putin refused even to concede that Russia was behind the cyber attacks on the U.S. He called the accusations baseless and farcical.
Mr. President, are you waging a cyber war against America?
Where is the evidence? Where is proof? It's becoming farcical. We know it well. We have been accused of all kinds of things, election interference, cyber attacks, and so on and so forth. And not one time did they bother to produce any kind of evidence or proof, just unfounded accusation.
In a statement ahead of tomorrow's meeting, the Kremlin said that it was less likely that a wide range of long-standing issues between the two countries would get resolved. The stage is set for the biggest meeting of 2021. The agenda has been laid down, one that all the world's leaders will be sure to watch. Biden and Putin will meet in that 18th century villa in Geneva on Wednesday. Let's go live to our correspondent in Moscow, Daria Bondarchuk, who joins us now. And Dasha, the Americans say that President Biden has been preparing for this meeting with Vladimir Putin for 50 years. They say that he wants a stable and predictable relationship with the Russians. But do the Russians want a stable and predictable relationship with President Biden?
Well, the Kremlin has previously expressed expectation that it has been always advocating a sort of business-like, very practical dialogue that it hopes to build with Washington. Just on the eve of this meeting, Russia's President Vladimir Putin, in one of his recent interviews, said that he hopes that under Biden there will be less impulse-based movements, and also acknowledging that Biden is a seasoned politician and a career man, radically different from Trump. Obviously, here there is an understanding as well that relations between the countries are at the lowest in many years, and that this does not play well for either of the sides. This what we've seen in recent years with the diplomatic tit-for-tat expulsions, with sanctions and counter sanctions, and all sorts of allegations, and Russia denying an involvement in hacking or meddling in U.S. or European elections, etc. We've seen all that. And sanctions in particular that have harmed a Russian economy, and they are, have created many inconveniences for individuals and government officials and some key Russian government-run industries like defense and space and aviation. So Russia indeed would like to see more stability and more understanding and sort of where the relations are going and how they're going to develop, because all these unexpected sanctions and the uncertainty around them, which sanctions will be hit, what people will go on the blacklist, have created a lot of inconvenience. And we've also seen that some preemptive de-escalation, if I can say so, has been undertaken on both sides. And with the U.S. waiving sanctions on companies involved in the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline project, very sensitive and important to the Kremlin, that have sort of sent a message that the two sides could step back. And there is hope for de-escalation, and that things will not get back to normal, but at least will go to some level of a practical and working communication, if not a full comprehensive dialogue.
And Dasha, everywhere that Joe Biden goes, and he said it today during his meetings with EU leaders, he claims America is back. Do the Russians believe him, or do they suspect that there could be further political churn in the US in the years ahead?
Some political observers here have said that Vladimir Putin is yet to evaluate Joe Biden's sort of weight and whether he is indeed the leader that could unite various political forces in America and sort of help them forget their differences and will be indeed able to deliver on the agreements and promises. And Russia has indicated previously that the two countries could cooperate on some areas of mutual interest, such as climate change, such as cybersecurity, such as conflict resolution from Syria and Iran to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Many aspects there to work on that Moscow had previously indicated that could be the base for practical interaction and communication between Moscow and Washington. Moscow has been for years advocating sort of a concept of a multipolar world where there's not just one power, but many voices are heard, and the interests of several, many countries, key players, regional players, are taken into account. So in that sense, that would sort of challenge U.S. Ambitions to dominate as it used to in the world in many areas. And Russia is hoping in that way to build up its influence in some regions that are resistant to the idea of a strong American presence or democratic values, or whatever you call it, and hopefully advance its own interests and its own agenda on the international arena.
We're in for an interesting 24 hours. Daria Bondarchuk, our correspondent live in Moscow, thanks very much indeed for that. And I'm sure that Dasha will be watching this summit with as much interest as all the rest of us.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.